You're listening to Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Laffin-Pell, marriage therapist and relationship coach.
And I'm Molly Livingstone, comedian, and back from maternity break with my baby in my arms, which you may hear. Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Molly. We missed you.
I missed you. I missed this podcast. I've been thinking about relationships, and this is a perfect place to start with this episode because we are doing it for Rosh Hashanah, the new year, and we wanted to focus on five ways to upgrade your relationship, which you wrote about on your blog.
That's right. And you could find my blog on my website, mickeylaffinpell.co.il.
So let's get to it, because I'm sure everybody wants to know, what are the five best ways to upgrade my relationship?
Right. And before we do that, let's just talk about why it is that people feel the need to upgrade their relationship. What is it that's happening in couples that they feel that things aren't going well for them, that they feel they need to restart things, that they feel that they need to make things better than what they are?
Yeah.
Where does it even come from?
I mean, I think it comes from the same place it comes from when you have like a midlife crisis or a quarter life crisis if you're younger, and you need change. You need something new and different, and you get in these ruts.
Yeah.
So that would be my guess.
But what's interesting is, you see, I hear things both ways, and I think that this is something that's both within couples and individually, that some couples feel they constantly are needing new things, new gadgets, new ways of relating and so on. But then there are other people who need things as boring as possible, like especially in your stage of life, you know, where you're
That's my stage.
You have a new baby and there's so much new going on. There's, you know, there's so much readjustments and lack of sleep and all that sort of stuff, and getting the kids used to a new person in their lives. And that in and of itself, I think, brings a lot of newness. And then, of course, you have all the things like a new job, a new house, a vacation, all those things that are happening external to the relationship and external to the family are things that put a lot of stress on the relationship and force you to constantly think about, how do I deal with this new thing? And there's nobody who doesn't experience that, unless you are the dullest people on the planet and there is absolutely nothing new going on in your life, which is hard to believe, especially in a country like ours, where there's always some sort of external new thing going on that's putting some sort of stress or pressure on us. It's hard to understand how people need an external new thing to create that excitement and stimulus. I don't know, maybe people out in the Midwest of America or...
No, I don't think anyone's safe anymore.
Canberra in Australia.
With North Korea looming and all Mother Nature's beastly natural disasters. So... all of that pressure, so what? So then what's the upgrades? Where do we need it and why do we need it?
I think it's that we need a new way of dealing with all the stuff that's coming towards us. I think it's like we have so much pressure going on in our lives, so we need like a little bit of a pressure valve to just kind of get rid of that. So we tell ourselves that we need something new from the other person or from the couple, rather than saying, I just need a new way of dealing with all the stuff that's hitting me. You know, all the stuff that's coming towards me, because there's enough new going on.
Wait, so then I'm curious as to what the upgrades are, because I thought it was going to be like, go on, you know, dates once a week.
Well, what I think is, first of all, we need to really create some space to realize all the good that does exist in our relationship, to see the good things, the way that we're connecting with each other, that's working well, to really celebrate the good stuff. Because I think when people come to my office, when couples come to my office, they're often ready to slam each other and say, you're not doing this enough, you're not doing that enough, you're a slob, you're this, you're that. And it's like, hang on, I realize that there's a lot of anger here. I realize there's a lot of frustration, and that's pent up from however many years you've been together, or maybe not even so long. But I think it's like this whole fear of all different stuff that's been building up. And I think when you have that space to really stop and think and reflect on the good things, that in and of itself can be a bit of an upgrade.
How do you create that space?
Well, sometimes it's literally physically like being apart for a little while, which sometimes you can make that happen. Either, you know, you being away for a weekend or even just during the day, just realizing that you have that space and really taking the time to reflect during the day when you're not together. I know a lot of couples do work together and that's hard to find that space. But even if you do work together as a couple, and there's plenty that do, even just having a lunch break where you literally just disconnect, just take that time to focus on all the positive things that are going on that you each do bring to the relationship, that can really revitalize your relationship and bring a sense of fresh air and newness. That's definitely the first thing. The other thing is Did you want to say something?
No, I'm just taking it in. I'm trying to make note to self.
Okay. The other thing is reflecting on what attracted you to one another in the first place. And I think that is something that really goes missing when you've been together for a while. And this even happens to couples that are dating for a little while, like 2-3 months. They completely forgot that they were so attracted to a certain quality or a certain habit or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden they switch gears to, oh, I can't handle the fact that this guy has to like stretch his arms out like this and, you know, or he has to put his feet up on the couch and what little stupid things that they really sound stupid, but there's a lot of rich, deep meaning behind it.
Yeah, but they're not stupid things, especially if you live with someone and they start to drive you nuts. It's hard to remember that first date feeling.
Yeah, that, wow, he actually felt so comfortable that he put his feet on my couch and didn't ask me or, you know, and now it's like, oh, he's putting his feet on our couch. Is he going to clean it up?
Yeah, that's exactly.
That kind of thing.
Sounds exactly what happened this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really being able to key into, I know that I'm really attracted to this person because they're really kind and really considerate and they really asked me how I was feeling and all those sorts of things and really celebrating that. That's another way to reboot and restart and upgrade your relationship. And reminding yourself of the fun that you used to have together and really incorporating that. And this is where you say date night. And it doesn't have to be a date night. It could even be a date hour.
Maybe a quick date, 15 minutes. A speed date.
Exactly. A speed date, but actually having time together where you literally clear out your room or your space or whatever it is. Make sure the kids are in bed and your devices are away. And it's just like the two of you and maybe a glass of wine or a beer. Depending on what your preference is, origin, which would be my preference.
I like Baileys.
As we all know.
Well, I think that's the most important thing. And I would stress that for Rosh Hashanah and the new year is that I find as I become more and more of an adult, which just sucks that I am one, but that we forget to have fun. And so when you have more responsibilities and accountability, I had a fight with a couple, like they're our best friend couple, and they said, you know, we need adult relationships. We need to schedule things. And I was just like, what's happening? We need fun and spontaneity and to laugh and to be silly. Mm-hmm. And that's why sometimes I prefer to be with my kids than my adult friends. But I think it's really important that as a couple, you remember to have fun. Like you'll hear from couples, and I'm sure you hear this from couples that have been together 40, 50, 60 years. It's that ability to make each other laugh.
Yeah,
I think that is so vital that you can still laugh or have fun together.
Yeah,
I like wish that for everybody for the new year that they like go back to that fun place and as an individual finding what's fun for you and also as a couple to maintain that because I don't think just because you're an adult, you have to lose that.
Absolutely. You should never lose that sense of humor. That's so important. And that's something that everyone says usually that they really want to find in their partner is someone who has a good sense of humor. And then you find someone who has a good sense of humor, you forget to sort of roll off each other. And when your partner makes a joke, it's like you put it down and say, oh, really?
Yeah, it becomes sarcasm.
And you roll the eyes and it becomes sarcasm rather than something that you just enjoy and say, oh, that's really funny. That's really cute.
Right.
That
put,
kind of thing.
Put ice down someone's back. See how that works out. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. Especially in midwinter without underfloor heating. Okay. The next thing is consider what you bring to the relationship and how this dynamic brings out the best in you. And I think this is another thing that I see a lot with the couples I work with is that they expect their partner to bring the life of the party to the relationship, that they expect, they say, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and what's he doing or what's she doing? And it's quite unfair, I think, for us to put so much pressure on our partner. And I think we each do it to each other often. And I think we need to really just take a step back. And I think the more that we do for ourselves, like even just, you know, exercising regularly, eating healthy, things like that, the less we sort of nitpick on our partners because the more happy we feel within ourselves. And this is something I say in dating as well. The more that we look after ourselves, the less we require from our partner, the less we require from a relationship. And it definitely translates and spills over into the couple relationship.
Okay. I agree. It's something I am working on. I think everyone tries to do that, not necessarily attack your partner, but focus on yourself.
And so imagine how your joint talents can create the dynamic that propels your relationship forward. So this is where we talked about difference on another episode. Do you remember that, Molly? We talked about how differences can bring your debt together or tear you apart. And I've written a blog about this as well. So the more that you really celebrate your differences and bring them together, I know, like, for instance, my husband has a real science analytical brain and I'm more the emotional brain. Surprise. And we can often clash in that way. And so it's like, I need to like get into his head and think, okay, if I had a more rational brain, what would I be thinking? And then he kind of has to think. And when I do that, actually it inspires him to think more like, well, what would Mickey be feeling when I say this? Mm. And so bringing those two worlds together can really make things go a lot better.
So it's kind of like understanding your differences and then also saying, you know, what's the saying? Put yourself in someone else's shoes, kind of to have that as your background knowledge. Yeah. Those are really great tips.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you wrote it, so you have to. But yeah, I agree.
I should hope so.
So if people want to learn more about you and your suggestions for healthy and successful relationships, how can they do that?
So once again, you could contact my website, mickeylavinpell.co.il. You could send me a Facebook message, or you could just talk to Molly, and Molly will refer you to me as well.
That's right. And of course, you can also listen to all the podcasts at jewishcoffeehouse.com, where real relationships. And I just want to thank Scott, who bears with us through all the podcasts, and wish everyone Shana Tova, a good new year, and healthy relationships with you, yourself, and your family, and your friends. And we're out of time. This has been Real Relationships, jewishcoffeehouse.com.
Subscribe to this and other great podcasts at jewishcoffeehouse.com. Real Relationships is a production of jewishcoffeehouse.com.